Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon for this celebration of Palm Sunday is based on the gospel lesson I just read from Mark chapter 11. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, you'll find those at the top of page 8 in your bulletin. I'm going to begin this morning with a time-honored Palm Sunday tradition. So if you take your palm spear, please. Hold it up over your head. Wave it wildly about. Wish you could see this. Okay, now set it down and don't mess with it for the rest of the sermon. It is interesting how certain phrases or songs become associated with particular events. For example, if you would hear, "Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind," you would immediately think, New Year's, right? That's the song we sing at the passing of the old year and the beginning of the new. Or if you heard, "Da, da, 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 da," that's graduation, right? Maybe some of you right now are doing the walk, and you remember as you walk to that song at various points in your life. That's just the way it is with certain things. Certain songs or certain phrases, they just are attached to particular times or events. It's kind of that way with the word Hosanna. When we hear the word Hosanna, what do we think of? We think of Palm Sunday. In fact, I thought about it for a while, and I couldn't really think of any other time that we really spend much time at all using that word or thinking about that word, Hosanna. All of which begs the question, what does Hosanna mean anyway? What does it mean that the crowds on that first Palm Sunday shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." What were they getting at as they used that word, Hosanna? The Hebrew word Hosanna literally means save now. In Psalm 118, verse 25, for example, it is used as a cry for God's help. In Old Testament times, it is used for a cry when you are in a difficult and desperate situation. Might be compared to if somebody tosses you into a swimming pool and you can't swim. You can't reach the edge and your feet don't touch the bottom. And you cry out, "Help! Save me! Hosanna!" However, by New Testament times, Hosanna has become more of a shout of anticipated hope and praise. More the idea of crying out to God for help, to be sure, but doing so already with the idea that God is fulfilling that cry for help. Anticipating God's future blessings as though they have already happened, trusting in the faithfulness of a faithful God. It becomes more a cheer of confidence. God is the one who saves us. Maybe something like, "Hooray, God, for delivering us." Both meanings are fitting for us. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have wandered away from God. We find ourselves in thickets of sin and pain and darkness. We need to be rescued. We need to be saved. And so we cry out, Hosanna! Save me, God, from myself, from my sin. We cry out, Hosanna, to the one who saves us. We cry out, Hosanna, to the one who came to this earth for us. The one who set his face to go to Jerusalem for us. The one who went to die on that tree of the cross for us. But we also cry out, Hosanna, to the one who we anticipate already gives us the victory over death, even though, of course, we are still very much alive. We cry, Hosanna, to the one who has overcome the world and who gives us the victory, even as we continue in this life to struggle day by day. He gives us the victory so that we can live for Him. All of this is because we live in the now, but not yet. The Apostle Paul reminds us that now we see dimly. Now we see but an imperfect reflection. But one day we will see clearly, for one day we will see Jesus face to face. As we journey through this life, and as we do indeed sometimes struggle, we are reminded that we have been sealed in faith by God the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit who has created faith in us sustains and nurtures that faith, and He is the guarantor, the certainty of God's promise, the inheritance that is ours freely by God's grace, the source of the certain hope that is ours. That because Jesus came and died and rose again, God already has in store for us that greatest blessing of all, life forever with Him. And we live and act now as though it has already happened, because God is indeed faithful to every one of His promises. And so we live in an anticipated spirit of joy and peace, a joy and peace that will truly last into all eternity. And so for us, Palm Sunday is not just a was. We don't just remember, oh yeah, that happened long ago when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Palm Sunday for us is an is. We are invited to live a Hosanna life. We cry out to God, Hosanna, in the sure and certain hope that God hears our cries and responds to them with His grace and mercy. That God has and God will save us from sin and from death. That in Him we are free and forgiven and new. May you live a Hosanna life. May you daily look to God. For He indeed is your salvation and your life. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.